Sinead the Unicorn is out and about. She's at the side of a road in Wexford, I believe, Sinead.
I sure am, Ray. How are you? Greetings from Wexford.
Yes. How is the weather there in the sunny southeast?
I have my sunglasses on. It's not as warm as it was earlier today when I was here by the side of the road on the busy N25 outside the village of Barntown. It's about 20 minutes south of Enniscorthy.
Right.
And the reason I was pulled into the side of the road here was because I was viewing and taking in all that's involved with selling strawberries at the side of the road. Summer has arrived, and especially with the hot weather, the fine weather, there were a lot of customers stopping off at the stall for Green Hill Fruit Farm today here on the busy N25.
You know, I've passed by those so many times, I've only stopped once ever. The strawberries were extra delicious. And I've always wondered, what, you know, do people read books? Are they on their phones? Or how do they occupy themselves? Because it's a long time to be on your own at the side of the road.
Well, today it was busy enough. They didn't have time to do much inside in the trailer, that's for sure, because there were so many cars stopping. And as you know, a road like this is quite busy, so they do have enough space for people to pull in.
Mm.
But it was very much stop, get what you need, and off you go again on your travels.
But not before you shoved your microphone under their chin.
You better believe it.
Who'd you
there
meet?
Was no escape. Well, I met Christy first, and I asked him, what makes the Wexford strawberry the best?
I think they're just fresher. At least you know you're, when you're getting there after being picked the day beforehand or whatever the case may be. Like sometimes, maybe not in shops, but you'd always feel like that's been there a little while. So these ones are kind of just a bit fresher and they taste a bit better. A lot better.
What do you look for in a strawberry? What is it about it? Does it have to be firm or soft?
Well, prefer to be firm. And sometimes this sweet strawberry, but then the other times then you can have like one that's just a little bit sweet and a little bit tart, which is kind of the best of both worlds.
Look at Christy with his tart, huh?
There you go, yeah. Tart, because I was thinking pie first,
no,
but of course
sour.
It means acidic or sour.
Yeah, Christy, next thing we'll hear him on MasterChef or something with his sweet and tart. Who else did you meet?
Well, I met Sarah as well, and I asked her, what is it about the Wexford strawberry that she likes?
Oh, they're so fresh, and they last, if you stick them in the fridge, they last a lot better than the shopping centres. Oh, there's nothing like them, the sweetness of them, they're gorgeous, especially down here in Wexford.
You're on a trip today?
Yes, I am. I'm just visiting, but I'm from South Kilkenny, but I would often drive towards New Ross to get the better strawberries.
So you'd go the distance?
I would, yeah. It's well worth the journey.
And what's the best way to eat a strawberry? Will you put it with something or eat it whole?
What I'll do with them now is I'll put them in a bowl with a bit of fresh cream, fresh whipped cream, and the kids love them as well. We might freeze them in a bit of yogurt or smoothie. There's many different ways to eat them.
Oh, that's nice. Now, and what you can do on top of that, right? So you put them in the freezer with the yogurt, then you take them out and you dip them in melted chocolate.
Oh, now you're talking, like white chocolate.
Yes. The other thing there, like Sarah made the big trip from South Kilkenny to New Ross. Like it's just, it's a hop, skip and jump. It sounded like she got in her car and driven 500 miles to get the strawberries. It's about a 5-minute drive.
But still, people come, especially when you could go to the supermarket and buy there.
Fair enough.
But you know what you're getting at the side of the road. I have one here in my hand and I did a little taste test a few seconds ago and they're juicy and delicious. I'll give them that much. And they're massive as well.
Dara was next, originally from Meath, was it?
Originally from Meath, but living in Wexford. And you know when you're buying fruit, sometimes I like to smell the fruit and I like to see that it's fresh, that there are no bruises on it. But I asked Dara, what does he look for when he buys strawberries?
You'd be looking for bits of bruising or whatever on them, or if they were red or not, that sort of thing as well. So generally, from all the stalls here, they're excellent quality.
And you're not biased. I see you have the Lough Gorman Le Cree Agus Love jersey on there. Tell me about the Wexford strawberry.
Well, I'm originally a Meath man, so I'm applying for the Wexford passport. And I'm only here, living here now about 20 years, so I think I'm nearly an honorary Wexford man. It's the soils and the extra sunshine. You just get an extra bit of flavour off that then as well, so it's great.
Do they do it down in Kerry, sell strawberries at the side of the road?
maybe the odd time on the road from, say, Tralee to Dingle during the summer, but I don't, it's not that, like, it's not a rare, it's a rare sight,
yes,
I should say.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
wouldn't see it often at all. Mm. No.
I'm wondering where all of those people are going, all those cars whizzing by. Are there many camper vans?
Campervans. We got a few beeps there as well.
Did you?
I'd say there are a few people listening to the Ray Darcy show. I don't know if that's just a nice thing to do as they're passing the trailers or if they're actually listening to the wireless.
They're fans of the show.
Yeah.
A lot of guys. Sarah was the only woman you met.
That's it. Next up was Eamon, and I asked him as well, what makes them so nice?
Probably the way they're grown and all. It's just, they're famous for it, like, and they're just so juicy and delicious. Like, it's... I have people in Dublin in my bowling club and friends of my mum that just ask me to get them while I'm down here. So the list is the length of my arm. Like, when you're there, just pick them up. Like, so at the start of the year, what date are they starting and what date are they finishing? Sometimes I make little granola balls with them and I slice them up. And my mum would just cut the green top off and have them. She just loves them on their own plain because they're just so delicious.
Ah, yeah. He's a popular man with his strawberries, is Eamon, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be on his way back to Dublin now with them.
Yeah. And finally, Seamus.
They're fresher and they're nicer. So I'm actually on the way back to Clare now. I'm living in Wexford, but I'm originally from Clare. So every time I go back to Clare, there's always a big special request for some strawberries from the side of the road. So that's exactly why I'm getting them, to be honest. I have a four-year-old child as well who absolutely loves them. So between my mother and the child, they'll be gone in no time. Especially these Wexford strawberries, they're just so nice on their own.
It's a lovely tradition, isn't it?
Very nice tradition. And you heard there from the Vox Pops, we had a Dub, we had somebody from Meath, we had somebody from Clare and somebody from Kilkenny as well. So people do travel, there you go, to come here to taste it. But it is a nice tradition as well when you know, people bring back a stick of rock from time to time if they're on holidays. But if you're in Wexford, I suppose the go-to is to bring back some strawberries because it's just...
It's such a part of the county,
especially during the summer months.
Who are you with there?
So I'm here with Aveen Crane, and she is from Green Hill Fruit Farm, and she has been working on the farm since she was a young girl, and she is currently working in the roadside trailers, but she has done every job under the sun because she's been... As you can only imagine, if you grow up on a farm, you get roped into doing everything. And she's here by my side.
Hi, Aveen.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. You're in third year in teacher training, I believe.
Yeah, well, so I'm just on second year now and I'm going into third year in September.
So this is the summer job?
Yeah, for 3 months anyways. I'm glad to get out of it for a while come September.
And have you picked strawberries?
I haven't picked them. That's the only job I don't do.
Why not?
Well, I started off with the boxes, competing with my younger sisters who could do them the quickest and get in. But then I moved on to the pack house, packing the fruit and the shows. And then I just was stepped up to be manager at the roadside stands in Wexford.
How many's in the family?
There's six of us, five girls and one boy.
And where do you come in the, you know?
I'm third, so stuck in the middle.
Right, okay. And everybody, it's all hands on deck, is it?
Yeah, so we all do different jobs. Like, my sister's going to do shows this year. My older sister is managing the farm shop up in Gorey.
Yeah.
She's doing that. And then my younger sister is doing the stands with me. She's selling. And then Edmund, the youngest, he's eight and he goes out and does his boxes. So he's starting where I started.
Right. What, when you say he's going out and doing the boxes, what does that mean?
So just the boxes that you'd put the fruit in, that you put the punnets in.
Oh yeah, he stacks the punnets in the boxes, is that it?
Yeah, right. Well, he makes the boxes, he folds them up.
All right, okay, fair enough. Yes,
so he has a certain amount to do every day.
Right, you heard all those Vox Pops from Christy and Sarah and Dara and Eamon and Seamus and all the people, and it seems to be that people love, it's part of their sort of tradition, part of their summer, to get some roadside strawberries from people like yourself. Do you know that you're bringing people joy? Is that obvious?
Yeah, well, we have a lot of customers, the regular customers, and they'll be back. Like, you'd recognise them coming back every even second day.
Yeah.
Like, I have this one man, he comes every second day and buys two family size off me. I know where he puts them all.
And what's the family size? Is that the equivalent of two punnets?
That's a kilo of strawberries.
Wow. Right.
Yeah.
What way do you eat yours?
I would prefer them with chocolate. The ones we do on the shows, we do cover them in Belgian chocolate. They're my favourite.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. Yep. Melted Belgian chocolate, then let them cool down. Is that it? So yep. There's a, you crack through the chocolate into the strawberry and you have the preferably dark chocolate. So the dark chocolate into the sweetness of the
strawberry.
I
like the milk.
You like the milk. Oh, go on.
Yeah.
I was going there and you just upset the whole thing. And has anybody ever recognised you from college or something? Somebody pulled in and went, oh, look, it's Aveen. No.
Not yet, but there'd be a lot of people with like just different connections and how they like they could have sold before or they know mom and dad or like I'd know them like from knowing other people and stuff like that. So I know some of my friends as well, but not the college ones yet.
It's definitely teaching and not strawberry business for you, is it?
Well, it's nice to have a mix, a bit of both.
Right, of course, if you're going to be a teacher, you're going to have the summers off again, aren't you? That's
when I get fed up with teaching, I come and do this. And when I get fed up with this, I go back and do teaching.
Right, fair enough. Listen, Sinead, you're heading off to meet Aveen's dad. We spoke to him before a few weeks ago, Eamon. And the next time we'll talk to you, you'll be in Greenhill Fruit Farm. I think it's a 20-minute drive, whatever. Aveen, thank you very much. Sinead,
thank you.
Drive safely. Bye now.
Thank
bye.
Thank you kindly. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening. Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Now we're back to Sinead and the Ulicon, who should be in Greenhill Fruit Farm. Hello, Sinead.
Hello, Ray. I certainly am. I've made my way from the roadside all the way up here to Greenhill Fruit Farm, about a 20-minute drive from where I was on the N25. And what a sight to be seen. The polytunnels are everywhere. I can't escape them. There's about 150 in total and they're filled with plants. I'm currently standing next to a strawberry, to a polytunnel full to the brim with strawberries. And Eamon Crean has passed me the most perfect strawberry. I don't know where he found it or if he had it stored in his pocket waiting for me, but it's beautiful. A really lovely red colour to it. It's firm and it's big and it looks juicy and I don't know if it'll still be here by the end of the report.
No, no, you're going to have to eat it on air. But before you do that, a couple of things I've noticed already. The swizzing cars have been replaced by crows. There's lovely... Can you smell that strawberry for us, Sinead?
I can. Yes. It smells... Yeah. There's a sweetness to it. Yeah. Like it smells like jam to me because that's my association with strawberries. Yeah. It smells fresh as well. And the texture of it, it's so firm. And as I was saying earlier, well, perhaps not on air. Do you forget sometimes what you say on air and what you don't? But the snappy berries, the ones with the crunch, I quite like them. And I think that there could be a nice crunch to the outer skin of this, but juicy in the centre. Well, I'll give you a full review in a while.
All right.
Oh, yeah? So, right. Will I go for it?
Yeah, you have to go for it now. Uh-huh. Yes, of course you do, yeah.
Oh, it's juicy. it's very juicy. It's almost dripping.
Yeah, there you go. Eamon,
it's gorgeous.
Yeah, Eamon, so what's so special about that particular strawberry?
Yeah, I suppose we have many varieties, Ray. So some of them are sweeter than others. So we tried to grow all the really sweet ones for the last number of years.
Right.
So there'll be a lot of feedback. My mobile number goes out in a lot of the product. So we get a lot of feedback from customers.
So you put your mobile and what? People text you, go, lovely strawberry, thanks, Eamon. Is that that's
yeah, and if something goes wrong, Ray, you don't have to wait too long to hear about it.
Yeah, because...
every day is a trial day.
Yeah, if you open up a punnet of strawberries or get a punnet of strawberries and there's soft ones at the bottom, you do feel cheated, don't you?
You do, and it's a trick because we're trying to let them ripen as much as we can and yet you don't want them to break down. So yes. it's a balance act.
It's timing. Timing is of the essence. I was asking Sinead earlier on whether she can buy strawberries when she goes home to Kerry. Is it exclusive, the side of the road strawberry thing? Is it exclusive to Wexford or is it all over the country?
Oh, no, because we sell fruit ourselves up in the Midlands and up as far as Cavan to travel during the night.
Right.
And there's loads of people that take fruit from Wexford and bring it across the countryside.
Yeah. We were speaking to your daughter. So you have five girls and a boy.
We have, yes.
The youngest is eight. Is it?
He is.
And the eldest is?
Yeah, I'm not sure what he wants to be, a strawberry farmer. He wants to be a soccer player at the moment.
Sure, even I think watching the Euros that I might have a chance.
So a good crew, and sure, like every farm business any family farm business, everyone has to get involved and it becomes the discussion around the kitchen table.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody mentioned El Santa earlier on there in a text. That used to be the most popular one, was it?
It was, yeah. They used to grow jam varieties and, you know, in the 40s. And then they moved into El Santa and it stayed there up to about 10 years ago. Or even up to 70. And then Centenary is a huge
one. That's
the
one was mentioned there, the Centenary one, yeah. Variety.
Yeah, that's the one we're mulching here now. But we have six different varieties. And,
right.
Yeah, there's new varieties coming out all the time. And they all have their own characters.
And when you say coming out, where do they come from?
Yeah, so they breed, you know, they breed from seeds, they breed from different plants and runners, they crossbreed them. So a lot of them come from Holland.
Yeah.
And England as well, a lot of, there's breeders in England. So it's a European thing mostly. The Dutch would have really a lot of experience in it.
Now, before we let you go, and this is a little bit depressing, but when do you know it's the end of the strawberry season?
Yeah. When you come out and the berries are frozen on the plants, Ray.
Right, that's it, right.
You know, the game's up, which is probably the first week in November.
Right, so you still have up until then. Right.
Yeah, but the roads have finished by the end of August. You know, when people go back to school, the thing slows down.
Yeah.
Starts in mid-May. And I suppose a lot of people associate with the beginning of summer.
Yes. You know, it's very evocative. It's very the taste and the smell and everything to do with strawberries. Yes. So I was saying to your daughter there, it is you bring joy into people's lives by producing strawberries.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic, and you have a lot of responsibility trying to do it the best we can. And there's a huge big team here that turn up early at 5:30 in the morning. And it's packed in, it's chilled, it's packed and it's delivered, so it takes a huge circle.
Yeah. Well, great talking to you again, Eamon. Thanks for hosting us today down in Greenhill Fruit Farm. Sinead Newlicon, there you go.
Hello.
I'd say there's a punnet or two waiting for you there. Go on.
Oh, Aveen's already given me one. I've been munching on the way to the farm.
Now, just remember the registry of gifts, Sinead.
Oh, yes, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Slán, take care.
Bye-bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.